And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. I'm your host. Today I want to talk about repentance. Yes, repentance. A topic you don't hear a lot about. If you put on the news, or you put on your favorite television program, or you put on the radio, watch YouTube, listen to some CDs or MP3s or download some music somewhere, or take a look at the newspaper, do you see the term repentance? Do you see repentance talked about at all? No, you don't see it talked about at all. You hear, what do you see? Well, something about the economy, something about Iraq, something about soccer, something about things like that. The latest entertainment, the latest movies, the latest music, nothing of repentance. But repentance is perhaps the most important topic of all. Okay, so what is repentance? I maintain that if you were to repent, really repent, but you don't know what that means, but if you were to really repent, your whole life would change for the better. And not only that, but you would walk with God. That's right. You would walk with God. And your relationships would improve. Everything would improve. Everything. See? But you don't know what repentance is. Most people aren't interested in it. But some of you might be if you knew what it is. And I'll tell you what it is today on this program. This may be the most important program you have ever listened to in your life. And I'm not being dramatic. I'm not trying to be maudlin or dramatic. I'm simply stating a fact. In fact, I understated it. What is repentance? In, I think it's the fourth chapter of Matthew, verse 17, if I'm not mistaken. It says something like, at that time, and that was the time, around the time that John the Baptist was imprisoned, it said, at that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then again in Mark, Mark chapter 1, I believe, it says, around that time when John the Baptist was imprisoned, around that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, repent and believe the gospel, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Now, apparently repentance is very important, and so is belief, but let's talk about repentance. What is it? First of all, repentance is not something that you can make happen. You cannot repent yourself. God repents you. So you see, if you were to begin to repent, it would be the most beautiful thing because you would know that you're being touched by the hand of God. Now, what is repentance? I'll give you a classic example. I've used it so many times over the years, but it's a real example because I witnessed it myself. It makes it quite clear. Well, I'll give you two examples. First example, a very angry man. See, a lot of us are angry. We're angry. Women are angry at men. They're angry at their husbands. They're angry at their father who failed them. They're angry at men for being beasts and being selfish and not being there for them and so on. And men are angry because they're being pressured and put down and teased and taunted. See? And things aren't fair. There's a lot of injustice. It's hard to get a job nowadays. All these injustices. People are angry, and they're angry at each other. Angry. Okay, so this man was very angry. He was a very angry man. And I hear the music coming, so you're going to have to listen to this message first. It's an excellent message. and then I will tell you the story.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Did you hear what I said? I said to start living instead of reacting. To start living instead of merely reacting. Isn't that what we all do? We react, react, react. That's why we're angry. What do you think it is? It's a reaction. Upset is a reaction. Irritation is a reaction. See? These are all reactions. So why are you so reactive? But anyway, the point is this. I want to tell you the story. The man was a very, very angry man. He was driving down the road. He was very angry driving his car. A lady passed him by and got in front of him. And I don't think she didn't cut him off. She just went in front of him. I think she was driving a little faster than him. Nothing wrong with that. But he became full of anger that she cut him off. So he drove forward and pulled up beside her car on the passenger side. And he began to yell, mouth obscenities. You know, mouth obscenities. And there was a little girl sitting in the passenger's front seat. A little girl, maybe, I don't know, 8 years old, I don't know. And she was sitting there, and this man was dealing with an angry face. I'm sure his face was full of hate. And the little girl burst into tears. She burst into tears. And the man saw this. He saw the little girl burst into tears. And he was stricken. And he pulled his car into a parking spot by the side of the street, and he sat there and he sobbed. He sat there, great big heaving sobs and tears, because he saw it was the innocence of the sweet little child bursting into tears. He saw what a terrible person he was. He saw his own vicious anger, and how cruel and how bad it was, and he cried. And this was maybe the first time in a long, long, long time that he honestly was stricken by his conscience. Which, incidentally, conscience is our closest link to God. Okay? And his life began to change for the better. Not just because of that one incident, but because of incidents like that. Incidents like his life began to change for the better, and he turned his whole life around. Here's another example. I saw this on television a long time ago. Maybe it was over 20 years ago. I'll never forget. There was a man who was telling about how he was so busy volunteering. He was always volunteering. And he was so busy volunteering, he was never home. He was helping everybody else. Every night he was going out and volunteering, working all day and then volunteering at night. One night he was sitting at the dinner table, and his little daughter was there, and his wife. And he said, "Well, I'm going over to such and such place to do my volunteer work." And the little girl said, "Oh, Daddy, you're not leaving again." And he was, again, he was stricken. The words of a little child just pierced him right through. Because he saw, in that instant, he saw that he was busy helping everybody else and neglecting his own family. And from that moment on, he changed. See? So that is what repentance is. It is becoming aware in the light of your own, in the light of conscience, in the light of what you know in your heart, you see your own wrong. And seeing your own wrong, instead of resenting seeing it, instead of resisting it, you yield to your conscience. See, you yield to it and say, yes, you're right, I'm wrong. See, quietly in your heart, you say yes to your conscience. You say, yes, you're right, I'm wrong. Okay? So you see how that is? Well, you see, that's how God begins to deal with a human being. You know, we human beings, we're not just animals. No, we're not. We're not animals. But a lot of people live like animals. In fact, they live like animals and devils. See, if you turn your back upon what you know in your heart, then you come under another influence, whatever that other influence is that wants you to turn your back. See, that encourages you to turn your back, that encourages you to be prideful. See, it doesn't want you to feel shame. It doesn't want you to be embarrassed before your conscience. It doesn't want you to feel regret. See, it wants you to harden your heart, harden your pride. See, well, that other influence is originates in down in hell. See, so after a few years of this, or a couple of decades of it, then you eventually you see what becomes of your life: chaos, anarchy, destruction. See, and deterioration. And then you see what the result of your having, see, turned your back upon conscience was. But luckily, you can have a change of heart. See, that's a beautiful thing. You can have a change of heart. There's a very interesting passage in the Bible. I believe Christ says, is saying it. He says, there's more joy in heaven among the angels over one sinner, one person who repents, than over 99 who don't need to repent. See, repentance is a really big thing. And people are very prideful. People are prideful. They don't want to admit they're wrong. See? And that's, so that there you have it. There's the magic touchstone. See? The secret to the kingdom of heaven. The secret to eternal life. And it's being willing to admit you're wrong. Okay? In so many ways, people around you, they rob you of repentance. Hello, one. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. Life could be oh so sweet, and life could be oh so good if you could just learn how to get back in touch with what you know in your heart and follow it. See, remember the beautiful story, The Wizard of Oz, very beautiful story. Dorothy had lived in Kansas, and she went to the Land of Oz, and she had many adventures. But after all the adventures, she just wanted to go back to Kansas again. See, where a lot of us, we would be sorry. A lot of us have wanted to be sorry for a long time. You've been dragging yourself around. You feel uneasy and a little bit queasy and a little bit something wrong. You sense something wrong with yourself. You're living a life as a fraud, a phony. See, you're full of hate and judgment toward other people, and you don't know how to right the ship. You don't know how to get things back right again. Well, you can't. You of yourself, you cannot. Sure, you can take things. You can start eating better and exercising more, and you know, trying to be more polite and, you know, up your act, of course. But as far as the spiritual side of life goes, you need the hand of God, not the hand of man. Beware of the hand of man. Everywhere you go, there's these churches and all these groups and all these, you know, all of these helpers. All of them are there claiming to help you, claiming to be middlemen. All these gurus and ministers and preachers and all these psychologists and psychiatrists and personal coaches and life coaches and pundits on television and all these media people sitting around on television, all so clever, they all claim like they want to help you, but beware of the hand of man. You don't need a middleman between you and God. See, what you need is to get back in touch with God. Now, how are you going to do that? Okay, well, here's how. What you have to do is allow God to get in touch with you. Okay? God doesn't violate our freedom. If a person hardens their heart and doesn't want to admit they're wrong, see? Don't admit we're wrong, and you want to keep reaching to the world, reaching for the marijuana, reaching for the cocaine, reaching for the pill, reaching for the booze, reaching for the food, reaching for the video game, another hope, see, another false hope. As long as you keep reaching out to the world, to friends who tell you that you're wonderful just the way you are, and to your bartender and your masseuse and your manicurist and your friends, see, who are all so understanding. As long as you keep reaching out to the world, see, you're reaching away from God. What does it say in the Bible? The love of the world makes for enmity with God. But at a certain point, if you're willing to admit you're wrong, if you're willing to sit still for conscience, so when your conscience makes you aware that you're wrong, see, makes you aware that you're in error, if you can sit still for it and just bear the little bit of pain, let it rub your nose a little bit and you're wrong. If you can bear a little bit of pain and not resent it, see, that's the key, don't resent it. Mostly we resent it or we escape. The minute we begin to feel a little bit of conscience, we feel a little bit anxious. See, we don't like that. So what do? We look for comfort. We look for a pill, or we escape into the imagination, or into music, or into a movie, or into television, or into surfing the internet, or into texting. We're always reaching. See? But if you could sit still for your conscience, see, in quiet moments, if you could sit still for conscience, so how do you do that? Well, that's what the meditation is for. See, the meditation that I have is very simple. It helps you to become still, okay, and allow the light, God's light, to shine upon things. It helps you to separate from the whirlpool of your thinking, the whirlpool of your emotions. Separate and stand back, and then just objectively observe yourself. Learn to relate to your conscience, to what you know in your heart, okay? And that gives you a nice little meditative, kind of a meditative state of mind. I call it a prayerful state of mind. You're a little closer to God. You're a little distant to the things that you were close to before, like you know how you get lost in the imagination, or lost in your video game, or lost in a conversation, or lost in a ball game. See, you'd carried away. Well, instead of getting carried away, you step back. Step back, mentally step back, and you're a little bit closer to God. Then now you go out into the world with this meditative state of mind, and now you're objective. Now you begin to see things as they really are, okay? And you see yourself as you are. So now you begin to see how you're a little bit phony with people, and how you resent your husband, and how you are impatient with your kids, see? And at first, you'll be a little bit, it'll be painful. It'll be painful to see just how wrong you've become. over all the years when you've been hiding from conscience. But if you stick with it and you meditate a little bit in the morning, as I teach, and a little bit at noon, and a little bit in the evening, see, you go out in the world with this nice meditative state of mind, then slowly but surely the process of repentance will begin as God, see, first His light. First He sends His light, okay, so that you can see in His light. You begin to see little at a time. Never too much, but just a little at a time. See, every day just a little bit. So one day you see how you're impatient with your child and you say, "I'm sorry, I was impatient," see, to your child. And then the next day you see something else, and the next day something else, until finally you're fully repented. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome back, everybody. My name is Roland, and I'm your host. We're talking about repentance today, so now you see what it is. Now you see. Okay? So the next time you're talking to your child, and all of a sudden you find yourself being impatient. Okay, your child asks a simple little question, and you say, I'm busy. Can't you see I'm busy? Then all of a sudden you see, perhaps because of the hurt expression on your child's face, see, it awakens you. It awakens you to see in the light of what you know in your heart, you see that you were impatient, and you see that it's wrong. You see something wrong with being impatient. Okay? And you regret it. So you feel a little bit of pain. See, first comes the pain. See, and then comes the regret. And then sometimes there's a purging, a catharsis, a few tears maybe, a little crying, because you're sorry about what you see. Okay? And then after that, you're better. You wipe away the tears, you go out in the world, and joy returns, the sun shines, the birds are singing. You see? So now you see how it's something between you and God. The little meditation helps you to become still and get a little closer to your intuition, a little closer to what you know in your heart, which is from God. See? And then, it's an inside job. Other people won't even know. They won't even know that you're getting better. See? They won't know that you found something very special. Okay, now a lot of us, when we were little kids, we were sorry. When you were a little kid, you were closer to God than you are now, and you were sorry sometimes when you were mean or you got angry. You felt bad. But then people were vicious, see. They forced you to apologize, or they slapped you around, or they teased you, or they ruined it, see. And then you go out in the world, and then you get older, and then you're just about ready to start repenting and having a change of heart about things, and then people rush in with acceptance, with hugs and acceptance, and they accept you just as you are, and then the love of the world keeps you from conscience, you see? All right. So repentance is the most beautiful thing. The most beautiful thing. And so if you'd like to get started, then, well, you might want to get one of my meditations. I have several. They're all good. I would recommend the classic four-part meditation, because when you get it, you also get two books. You get Becoming a Friend of God, which is such a beautiful book. If you want to read about repentance, and get my book, Becoming a Friend of God. Becoming a Friend of God. It's on Amazon. Or you'll get it for free with the meditation. So there you have it. Now, it's up to you. The ball's in your court. Are you going to keep on to the same old, and where's that gotten you? Or are you going to have a change of heart? Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living. And I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or cleansecounseling.org. Yes, get the meditation. Go to commonsensecounseling.org or talktoapastor.org. You can listen to the first part of the meditation for free. Preview my books. So I encourage you to take advantage of the resources that I have. Until next time, Lord willing, and a creek don't rise. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.